A man who knows a lot about racing, a lot more than I know about racing, Terry, is Brad Davidson. He joins us on the line, Sky Racing Analyst. Morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys. I don't know about that. I'll try my best, but I reckon you know it's not just me.
Look, Terry was having a crack at me just before the break, and I was talking about Cross Counter, and we were just talking about...
You said it can't win the cup.
Well, I don't think it can.
No.
Because...
You're probably right.
...the weight swing against it. But what are your thoughts, Brad?
Yeah, look, it's always hard, isn't it, the next year after they win it. I mean, he had the 51 kilos last time, but having said all that, he's such a good star as well. I mean, you know, fourth in the Irish Ledger, third in the Goodwood Cup, fourth at, you know, the Ascot Gold Cup. So his form's been pretty sound this year. So it's always going to be tougher with more weight, but it's interesting to see if he can come back and build again. He was mighty impressive last year, that was for sure, the way he finished off. But that was that 51 kilos, of course, that defining weight. And we see it year in, year out when those Europeans and they're able to get in really, really light. It seems to... play a massive advantage come race day.
Talk about a dress rehearsal for the Everest. The shorts coming up on the weekend is mouth-watering. $4.50, Pierrata, Classique Legend, $5. Osborne Bulls, $6. Red Zell, Santa Ana Lane.
Yeah, absolutely, isn't it? It doesn't get better than this when it comes to like a dress rehearsal for the Everest, that's for sure. Pierrata, a little bit of a firmer there in the 450, and probably no surprise considering, A, the first up run, but also... the fact that we've had some rain already at Randwick and it looks like a pretty wet week. So it looks like we're going to be on a wet track there on the weekend. And we know in the past he's excelled on wet ground a couple of times as well. So Santa Ana Lane, Redell, Parada, In Her Time, Sunlight, Nature Street, Osborne Bulls, they're among the nominations. Tyson Stark, Classic Legend, and Jonker. So it looks a tremendous list. It's going to be an outstanding sprint. And let's just hope it's not going to be too wet there on the weekend, because I think we've had about 13 mils of rain around the Randwick region this morning, and just looking at the forecast, it looks pretty bleak for the rest of the week.
Well, it's snowing down in Goulburn.
I know. if anyone wants to get on Twitter and have a look at the photos being put out by Bateman Racing and Danny Williams, go have a look. Goulburn's basically covered in snow this morning. I know it's pretty cold in Sydney, but obviously on a whole new level down at Goulburn. And, the photos are quite interesting, that's for sure. But
hey, Brad,
they're coming to the end of it.
If it was snowing there, as it is today, and the races were on today there, do they still race
in
the snow?
As long as the track surface is safe.
Yeah, I have no idea what they do there. It's not something you ever really worry about in Australia, was it? But,
they put tennis rackets on their hooves.
You've seen it in the past, haven't you, overseas, some of the trot races in I don't know where they've been at obscure places, but we've seen it on Sky One every now and then, the snow, and they seem to go around. So, see what happens. But no meeting at Goulburn today, fortunately.
They've got tractors, you know. You've seen tractors, haven't you?
Yeah, I know,
but it's
still
got to
be safe.
Yeah,
but the surface is still got to be safe.
Correct. I take your point. Now, what happens with Mr. Quickie? This was probably the red flashing light run from the entire weekend, Brad.
Yeah, well, they're actually, unfortunately for New South Wales, they're not going to come for the Golden Eagle. They've decided to stay on the more traditional path. So he'll run next in the Turnbull Stakes, I think, in about 3 weeks, and then that'll decide whether it goes towards the Cups or whether it goes on a Cox Plate campaign. So they're looking out for the Golden Eagle, the lure there of that big prize money hasn't enticed them. But having said that, it's going to be a great race, the Golden Eagle, in its first year. There's so many tremendous 4-year-olds heading towards that race, and it's going to be very, very interesting, that's for sure.
And what about Maruya today, mate?
Yeah, just a couple there. Race 5, number 5, Golly on Lucky, and race 7, where are we here? Number 14, Boom and Zoom. They're the two that I thought were both favourites here, but both look hard enough to beat. We have had rain overnight, soft six, but I thought they were the two picks there. Race 5, number 5, Golly on Lucky, and race 7, number 14, Boom and Zoom.
You're a champion. Thank you, Brad.